Hello and welcome to
Not again.
Canyon Beach Bites.
We're gonna get copyright infringement.
I don't know what you're talking about. We are drinking French champagne, as in real champagne.
That's right.
From the actual Champagne region of France.
Which is the only way it can be champagne.
So when you see champagne, it's not usually really champagne. Because champagne has a weird flavor to it, I guess. It's like a fermented... It's like terroir.
And strawberries. We have that champagne terroir.
And we have strawberries, which I've cut for us. Mm. And there's a fire...
Fresh chocolates that aren't even in the market yet because I've...
Tracy
won
through a free deal. She is
a free deal of chocolates.
Connoisseur of fine deals. Yeah.
So, and we just got done with a lovely spa.
Yes, we're just relaxing. Thought we'd reminisce in our day. Because today is our...
anniversary weekend.
Yep. We are celebrating our one year anniversary. All weekend long. To our anniversary.
Tastes good.
Yeah. So we are in Oregon, the Oregon beach.
Oregon coast, west coast, the ocean.
We probably don't have to go on all the Goonies stuff. But I would mention the video that we saw.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember what website that was?
Oh, it's like Goonies.org. It's like the official fan website.
Yeah. Where they go reenact all the Canyon Beach brouhaha.
In Astoria, where the movie was shot in the beginning.
So yes, the movie was shot here. So, maybe we should talk about our day.
Okay.
You want to kick us off a little bit?
All right. Well, we planned to get off bright and early from good old Kirkland.
Yeah, but we kicked the bucket.
We did kick the bucket.
With our car.
With our car.
It was a plastic bucket.
A brand new Honda.
Yeah. I'm moseying out in the commuter lane and hit a plastic bucket, like...
Which at first I was worried was a gas can, and I was freaking out.
I thought it was a metal bucket.
I thought it was a metal gas can.
So it gets lodged under our car, and there's no way to get it out. So I'm driving. I'm already in the lane.
Scraping the floor.
Yeah. It's loud. It's noisy. I'm worried about it damaging something in the undercarriage. I finally get over and get it unlodged from the front, and it gets lodged behind the back tire between the tie rods. I'm like,
no.
I had to jack the car up to get the bucket out.
That was impressive.
Because it was jammed in the muffler.
Cars were whizzing by at 70 miles per hour.
Tracy's about ready to go into tears. It's like a nice way to kick off of our 1 year anniversary.
Hold her in
tears. Plus, the exit we got on has no re-entrance, so we had to go 20 minutes out of our way
back past the airport
on the 99.
It was a good hour delay.
Yeah, Washington's like that. There's a lot of places, like, there's an off-ramp, and the only way to get back on is to go in the opposite direction. To go, like, if you're going south, you can get off.
It's
but
asinine.
Then you can only go back north. There's no, like, continue on south.
Trying to save some tree or something.
I don't know what they're thinking about, tree huggers. Yeah. So what is the word for the day?
Beach?
Deforestation.
Oh, deforestation. That was the word for the beginning of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a nice, long, windy ride down
Wyatt
the PCH.
Yeah, Wyatt rerouted us.
Yeah.
Because he found out that Google does not always give you the best route.
Well, you know, it's 4 minutes faster to go the Google direction, so I give him that. And it's much safer.
It is much safer. Yeah.
Well, Tracy Kins, I would not want her driving down this PCH by herself.
I was glad I was not driving.
Nowhere. Including driving through a mudslide at one point.
It might have been snow because they said it snowed.
It might have been snow, but that was like dirt.
It was
brown
material.
It looked like clay. So anyways, what happened was there was a mudslide, probably because of
deforestation.
onto the road, and there was probably about an inch of mud. So it probably happened last night. And then by this time, most of it had like kind of like washed a little bit off.
They're going to have to revive Captain Planet.
Yeah. Did you ever see that Star Trek movie when they kill off all the whales and then the aliens come to destroy the Earth if, unless there's a whale there and they have to go back in time and get the whale?
No.
I did.
Oh my goodness. They are coming out with a new Star Trek
movie.
Isn't
that Captain Kirk? I don't remember. I thought Captain Kirk was in
that
one.
I never saw that one.
I mean, it was stupid.
It sounds like it. Although I wouldn't mind seeing a whale.
We did see a whale.
It was a nice dead whale.
That washed up on the beach.
It's dead
a long time ago.
8 years now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But we would never have seen it if we hadn't gone the detour.
That's right. The detour was brought us through the lovely bottom end of the Olympic National Park, although we weren't really in it, but it was pretty much like it.
Yeah.
Beautiful forest, coniferous forest after coniferous forest.
Yeah. The trees are like twice as big as any other pine trees.
Until the deforestation, which we went by about 20 different trucks hauling lumber, and the trees were snapped.
Yeah, they don't cut the trees,
right?
They
snap them.
How do you think they snap them?
I saw the machine I think they were using, but I didn't actually see it in action.
What did you see about it?
Well, it was like this, and I don't know if that was what was snapping the trees, but it was like a big truck. They had a crane, which they might be using the crane to just pull it down, but they had a crane, and then they had the truck with this long, like, black, like, rope or, like, treadmill up in the air, like, almost like a fire engine, but black.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it doing anything, but it was definitely doing something.
You know, when I say snap, they snap the tree. Like, they must tie a rope to the top of the tree and just pull it over.
But they'd have to put some kind of force to break it at the one point they want it to.
Well, it's
like,
got the roots down there, so...
They'd probably, like, chop into it where they want it and then, like, pull it to snap it or something. I don't really know.
They don't look like that, though. It looks like someone just went in there and snapped them off with their hands and plucked them out of the ground like you would, like, a little baby sprout. If you were just to... You ever break, like, a little twig and it doesn't break right and you rip it and it shreds half of it?
Yeah, but you have to put your force on it where you want it to snap.
Well, those machines are pretty strong. But you know what? Those trees, like, if I put my arms out, that's how wide those pine trees are.
Right.
You know, these aren't little baby trees.
They're
snapped. Because you can see, like, the remains of the shards sticking up. Like, you wouldn't fall on them because they look like booby trap. I said booby trap.
There were some sweet trees, though, with the birch that had the green moss on it. So it was, like, white with, like, green hanging moss on it.
Oh, it was scary.
It was scary. We were, like, the only car on the road for, like, half the time because it was the middle of Friday.
Yeah.
Friday morning, I guess.
It reminded me of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan because they had all these birch trees.
Everything reminds you of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Anything
well, it's
pretty.
Kind of a lot like this here because there's coniferous forest there too. And so there's coniferous forest, big pine trees that are twice as tall, and they had a bunch of birch trees. But everything's got moss on them.
Yeah, the moss is really cool.
So when you got a white tree that looks like it has leprosy, and it's got like moss hanging off of it, I don't know. I mean, you saw the rainforest stuff a little bit more than I did in Olympic Forest.
Yeah, I didn't really get into the rainforest as much, though. So, I still have to make a trip there.
There's been stories about moss, I guess.
Yeah, the hanging moss.
Hanging
we had
moss.
To make a trip there.
What's the hanging
camping.
Moss?
Camping. Well, it rains so much that moss that's just kind of lightly wrapped around the trees here is actually, like, draped, like, curtains.
Wow, it's like a spider web.
I've seen pictures, yeah, like a spider web. Mm. We have to go camping there. We're going to become serious campers. We're still scoping out which tent we want.
We have to get a waterproof tent.
We need to get a waterproof tent.
It's hard to get a waterproof tent for $20, though.
No, we're going to have to up our price. We're going to have to stop eating for a week and buy a tent.
I know. Yeah. So the trip went well. It was just like the
beautiful
trees.
Beautiful.
It's like you made a comment about the forest. It was pretty interesting about how dense they were. It's just like...
Oh, yeah. I did make a comment about that, didn't I? I said there weren't too... I bet not many people have walked through there.
Why do you think that?
Because it was so dense, and it was some of them, the hills were so steep. Like, I couldn't imagine... There was, like, no way you could even, like, enter the forest, because even the bottoms of the trees were, like, packed together. Unless you had a weed whacker, which it didn't look like anyone has done.
Those trees are so big. I mean...
Machete.
Seriously, it's like the trees' forests are so thick that you couldn't even walk through them if you wanted to. Like
I could
Narnia.
Film a sweet movie out here.
You kept talking about the White Witch from Narnia.
Yeah, I
the whole
know.
Way.
It was like a combination of Narnia
and Salem witch jokes around here. Because we're in Oregon now. Neither of us have been to Oregon before.
Hobbits.
You're known for your cuteness.
I am known for my cuteness. I did see a giant 10-foot gnome today carved out of wood. It was
really?
Sweet. Actually, it was Gandalf. In the town, the ocean town. The first one in Washington. Long Beach.
UACO?
No, Long Beach.
Oh. We went to UACO and Long Beach.
Yeah, they're
in
Washington. I don't know which town we were in when I saw it, but...
Yeah, so there was quite the contrast to see the deforested trees after that massive, dense Olympic forest.
Yeah, it's just like a dirt hill, but it was really...
I had mixed feelings about it. It's kind of like, you know, it's sad to see it chopped down, but there are so many trees, and people need places to live. So we won't get into the ethical dilemma of that there.
Right.
But there was, like, truck after truck hauling out huge pine tree... trunks.
Yeah, it was crazy.
There. Like, big ones, you know.
It was scary. I thought the log was going to fly through at us.
Yeah.
They're all going the opposite
direction.
Like
John Piper's mom.
Well, that's...
Yeah, it was interesting. It was really gets windy, but, you know, eventually, after a long drive, I mean, it took us 7 hours to get to Canyon Beach, because...
Oh, that's including our detour.
And lunch.
Lunch, and our stop at the Washington Ocean Coast.
Right, which we did on purpose.
Yeah, we were debating where to eat lunch at, and we just said, well, it's not too much out of the way. Let's go to the coast.
Yeah.
We drove through the oyster capital of the world.
We did.
What was the name of that town?
Elma?
Oh, South Bend.
South Bend.
South Bend, Washington.
South Bend, Washington.
Just south of the one... Oh, I can't remember the name of the town. It was a bigger town. It had some weird name.
Bayside?
No. Bayside was below it. Anyway,
Raymond?
They had this really sweet oyster fish shop that
Story.
It wasn't open by the time we drove through, so we didn't stop, but
yeah.
It looked like you could get some good oysters there.
Yeah. So we drove from Seattle through Tacoma, and Tacoma looked kind of interesting. I wouldn't mind visiting there in a weekend.
Yeah, I think it's worth to visit in a weekend.
It looks kind of interesting. I think it's got a bad rap, but it might be.
That's because everyone thinks Seattle is so great.
People
and
do think Seattle is really
great. There's a
lot
of great stuff there. I mean, comparing Seattle to that place, it's like you don't want to go there just to go there, unless you live in the area.
There's definitely an elitist attitude about
there's
Seattle.
There's a little bit of elitist attitude. Freaking million-dollar homes and whatever.
It's really wrong.
I'm not going to get on my rant about homes right now.
Yeah. It's kind of wrong that the average four-bedroom household in Seattle is $600,000 in Bellevue.
Bellevue, yeah. Probably more than that now. Yeah, 600,000 probably.
600,000
yeah.
Probably. I mean, not for like the prime ones, like the ones that are a little bit out of the way. You know, like Woodinville or out to like Redmond or something like that.
Right.
So anyways, it was interesting seeing the mud on the road and the curves, and we went through all these
forests.
The
weather changed, raining,
like,
sunny,
yeah.
Wind, fire, earth. Just joking.
Yeah, and we went through Olympia too, which was actually much more
it's
beautiful
too far
land
to go for a visit. I think. I mean, it's not. It's only like an
you
hour.
You could do a day trip there.
We didn't see a whole lot, but it was really beautifully done from what we saw. Like
the you could see
the capital
rising over the hill, and like and
apparently they're still in the Sound, which I can't believe. I didn't
really
see that. They're supposed to be in the South Sound.
Huh. Well, I noticed that the. The land was much more beautiful there than Tacoma.
It was very green, yeah. Because
they had a lot more trees, and the road
Tacoma's
was beautiful.
Tacoma's so industrialized. They're, like,
yeah.
Farming out everything there.
The forest was a little mixed. It wasn't quite as pretty. But once you got off of that onto the road that goes to the PCH, that one by highway, it was,
mm-hmm.
like, 104 or something like that.
Scenic byway.
Exit 104. It was, like, 8 and 12 highway. Anyways, it gets really beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind, like, driving up do the Olympic National
yeah,
Park.
Yeah, it looked
suggested.
Like you could do that.
That was Tracy's idea.
You can drive up to Port Angeles, where I got my one and only speeding ticket, which I wasn't speeding. But anyway, I'm not going to go on that rant.
it
yeah.
was undeserved.
I'm wondering what you'll hit. I wonder if you'll hit Hurricane Ridge. I'd have to look at the map if you drove up through the bottom of it. Because that might be worth doing next time. Because the other way to get to the Olympic National Park is to cut through... is to take the ferry over,
yeah.
which costs a little bit of money. And then, which is also scenic, but it might be nice to go down through Olympia and cut over, especially if you're going to do a camping trip. Because you have more time. Anyway, just thinking out loud right now.
Right. Well, no, keep thinking, because hopefully we'll start doing.
We will be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anna's really into camping and backpacking, so We'll organize a trip.
Maybe they would want to go with us.
Yeah, I bet they would. Carpool. Anyway.
These are some friends we have. So, after driving for 4 hours or so, we finally saw some blue clouds.
Blue clouds.
As one of my friends would say.
Is that you?
No, one of the guys at work used to say. Getting some rain on the tin roof.
Pretty sure there's a spider in that skylight. Anyway.
Yeah. So, eventually we saw the ocean.
Yeah.
Tell them what's about
beautiful.
The ocean.
It's massive.
Describe the ocean. Massive.
Supposedly it's the longest beach in the world.
No, before that.
Oh.
When we were driving.
Oh, when we're driving.
The first vista of the ocean. Do you remember?
Well, I thought it was like white. I was like, what's that field?
You're like,
there?
Holy cow, what is that? Oh, it's opening it up.
And then it's water, and it was the ocean. It was crazy.
Yeah, you saw it. You said...
I thought it was like a field.
Because of the white?
Yeah, there were the white caps on the waves. I thought that was like some... I was wondering what was on the field.
Yeah, it like opened up, and you could see forever.
Forever.
It's different, though, than the sound, because there's places where you can like see the water forever, like Deception Pass, but you know it's not like wide open.
Right.
But when
this
opens up,
open ocean,
it's like,
man.
I mean, there's one stop in Hawaii, and otherwise you're just wide open on the biggest water body in the world. Good luck.
Good luck. That's all I have to say. This isn't your California beach. This is open water.
Yeah, it's scary. There's definitely sharks in there.
Oh, yeah.
Whales.
We didn't see any, but I imagined
orcas.
Them in my mind.
They're all coming
I had a dream
for Tracy.
About them the night before.
Water spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was beautiful. It was like green a little bit, and
it's unlike any other coast I've seen. I mean, it's not that much different, but still it has its own uniqueness.
It's hard to see the ocean in a lot of places because the trees really block it.
Yeah.
You have to be right on the coast.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And there are some places that it kind of opens up in like a meadow, and then they have these little winding streams that kind of cut
those
right out
of
the side.
Yeah, like it's just like idyllic pasture land.
It's like they just
cows.
Drop straight down and has the winding, like, little streams. Kind of like what you see that there's that classic picture of the Tetons. It has a winding snake river. Well, it's just kind of like that, but it's like they're only like 10 feet to maybe 30 feet wide. But they go, like, cuts through the sod straight down for, like, a couple
beautiful.
Feet, and then the river goes through.
I was ready to buy some land.
Yeah. I was about ready to buy one of those giant cow statues.
I love giant cows.
I didn't understand those, but they're there too.
The ocean, the wide open ocean, also brought to our attention a few signs along the way.
Oh yeah, which signs were those ones?
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Oh right, the evacuation route?
Evacuation route for tsunamis.
Yeah, well a lot of them just said evacuation route. They didn't say what it was.
Yeah, that's true. And then as we went further, all of a sudden it started getting, I know, hopefully I'm on here.
Keep going.
Started changing to tsunami evacuation routes.
Right.
When you get on the actual ocean, you are aware that this could very well be a tsunami route.
Sorry,
especially with all the earthquakes around.
Yeah.
The fault lines, which we saw in a nice diagram.
There are a lot. And there basically is like an arrow that says evacuation route.
It's sort of like the one episode of No Reservations. I just watched this last week, I know, of Hawaii, where it's like the guy was living in the volcanic national park, and it's like 120% chance that there will be another volcano, and wouldn't you know that the next 2 weeks he had to move out of his house because his house got over by the volcano.
All the magma.
It was like perfect timing for the show.
Yeah.
So it's like there will be tsunamis here is what I think it said.
Well, you're living on a fault line, and it's like prime land for it, you know. The beach just looks like a tsunami's gonna come.
Yeah, the beach is so long.
Yeah, like the Canyon Beach today, it's like you can see tsunamis building in the distance, but
they
never
like
come.
I just want to start running. I gotta pick my tree I want to grab on.
Yeah, you gotta be like those Tahitian
there's
models
plenty of
that
trees.
Survived
there's...
it by hanging onto a branch.
Yeah.
Came back
what
to tell
her
about
name?
It.
Yeah, I can't remember. Petra or Nemkova or somebody.
Yeah. So anyways, we were inspired by the ocean, decided to take another detour to Il Waco and to Long Beach.
Long Beach.
And we went
Washington.
Through the town seems to be kind of like a bunch of townies.
It was a tourist town, though.
But a lot of the tourist stuff had dried up. Like, it didn't make
Oh, yeah. It's not going on right now.
It definitely is. Like, there's a lot of places that have gone under. And the town was inset from the land because of the wind and the stuff from the ocean.
Yeah, the wind is
There's just no way you could live right on the ocean. So anyways, the beach is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, there was no one out there because it just rained, and we'd happen to go right when it was sunny. And it was like noon, so no one's out on the beach really.
Yeah.
There was a beautiful boardwalk that went for like half a mile.
It was awesome.
And not like boardwalk with like arcade games, like a nice, beautiful wood boardwalk, like a scenic path.
Yeah, for a long way to see this and tall grass.
Beautiful bike path. I wouldn't get my rollerblades out on that thing. It was perfectly cemented.
The beach was like a dull gray, too, which is weird color sand.
Yeah, it's like that's what I was like. I felt like I'm walking through Mordor.
Yeah, it was like that because there was the black sand and the gray sand. There was like no color. And then you got to run out a long ways on the flat beach. So the beach is perfectly flat.
Perfectly flat for 100 yards probably.
And you can see big waves in the distance.
Oh yeah.
But they never seem to make it up for some reason. Because of the flat beach, I think the water like goes up and then it comes back and makes a wave a little in the distance. But it seems like if you're there at the wrong time, the tsunami just take you right out.
Oh, yeah. Well, it almost feels like there's a tsunami because the beach is so long.
And there's
like,
no
where'd
houses,
the water go?
There's no houses the anywhere gone. Near the water, too.
Yeah, they're starting to develop there. I think it's like the up-and-coming, suppose they're probably trying to make it up-and-coming. They're just so far from anything, like, who's going to go there?
Yeah, there's no Safeway or anything.
I mean,
for
you
like
can get
an
a
hour
great
and
deal,
half.
Though, if you want to be on the beach and stay at a nice, like, beachfront place. You could probably stay there for under $100.
Yeah. Well, there's not really a lot of places for the Washington coast that you can go to, even, because it's all
not,
the Maine.
There's it's just, not. And you have to go through the Olympic National Park to get there, which is going to take you a
forever.
Long time.
We drove for a long time, and I felt like there was no one on our side of the road. Mm-mm. There was, like, two or three houses along the way, and they're probably, like, selling dope meth lab or something. I don't know how you would survive.
There were some interesting houses.
You know, and they all had, like, 50 boats in their yard.
They did. I'm like, share the love.
Yeah, so we probably should move on a little bit quicker.
Yeah, we need to move on. We got a lot to talk about.
So we cruised down over the largest, tallest bridge without a toll I've ever been on.
Oh, yeah. How long was that thing? Astoria, yeah.
It was a couple miles long.
It's crazy. You might recognize the bridge from the movie Goonies. It's also in the movie.
For no reason, it gets really high as you're approaching Oregon.
Because you're, like, at water level, practically, and all of a sudden you are...
Like, 300 feet up.
It was high, and you don't even realize it, and then you look down, and it's crazy.
And then when
you're
at the end, it just kind of does, like, this little spiral thing back down the road for no reason. And there's nothing there but a freaking ferry.
There's a Holiday Inn.
You know, why couldn't they just, you know, build it there? It just seems like a waste of money.
I don't know, I'm looking that up, because that just baffles
Some
me.
Some political thing. Anyways, your cruise around is... Astoria.
Checked it out.
And the best thing about
it is
the gas prices.
It feels like it's in the 1960s. Oh, yeah. Gas is much cheaper.
It had to feel like the Quad Cities a little
bit.
And
in Oregon, they pump your gas for you, so it's a pretty good value.
Yeah. Yeah. It did feel like the Quad Cities a little bit.
Yeah, it's a river town.
Some of those
river towns
are
all the same.
We were looking for riverboat casinos. It was the Columbia River Valley. I didn't see Lewis and Clark, but I heard he's been over there.
Yeah, Lewis and Clark has been there a few times, apparently. I spotted him a few times around.
We never did go to Lewis and Clark National Park, which I don't know what that is.
Yeah, maybe it's something great, but I don't know.
It
seems like something that got created later.
Yeah, some log cabin that he left behind because he killed some Indians there.
I'm sure
it'd
be interesting, but there's too much else to look at.
Yeah. So, I think the most interesting town after that was Seaside.
Seaside, yeah. We briefly perused the town.
We could go visit there. There's supposed to have a boardwalk.
It's very touristy, like...
Yeah. It's like, expensive.
It felt East Coast-like to me, like New Jersey boardwalks and colorful carousels.
That's what Long Beach would love to be.
Saltwater taffy. Probably.
But it's not.
The beach looked okay there. It definitely wasn't as nice as...
It was... Yeah.
Canyon Beach.
Canyon Beach is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So we cruise through there.
It's only 10 minutes away from where we're staying, so it's really...
Yeah, we might have to go there for Rite Aid anyway or something like that, because there's nothing here but Mariner's grocery store.
Exactly.
So, ta-da! We are in Canyon Beach.
Canyon Beach. Which is by far the best town that we've been through.
Yeah, it's like 10 times better than any other coastal town we've been to.
Quintessential seaside village that's very wealthy.
It is. It's,
I mean, it's definitely got a lot of tourists, but all the houses are like beautiful cottages, the restaurants with the old time siding on them. I don't know what you call that, hatch siding or something.
Yeah.
And
it feels like a ski resort town.
Yeah, it does feel like a ski resort town.
It's highly touristy. Like, I don't know how you could live here if you didn't do tourism.
Oh, yeah. There are definitely high school kids working around, like at the coffee shop and stuff. So there obviously are people that live here. But
the Bella Espresso.
Yeah, Bella Espresso.
That was a pretty nice place.
I enjoyed it. The coffee was mediocre, but the atmosphere was definitely nice.
Yeah, it was. They had some serious artwork in there.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty cool. Them.
Not like painting the stuff, but actually on the wall.
Yeah, so that was a nice break for the day.
Yeah, it's kind of like journaling in the direction of Pella, how they have all the nice little boutique shops and stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like, not the Dutch at all.
No, but, not the Dutch, but in far more that touristy. Kind of tourist feel to it. Well,
yeah. So that was pretty interesting. So where are we staying? It's not a bed and breakfast.
We're staying at, it's not, it's an inn.
It's kind of like a motel, but it's not a motel. It's like a cross between a motel
and
bed and breakfast.
It's an inn. Blue Gull Inn. I was going to say Blue Gull Inn.
Blue Gull Inn. Part of the Hague. Not Blue Gull, but Blue Gull.
Blue Gull, like the bird.
Yeah.
The haciendas at the beach. It was a little cottage.
You found it online, didn't you?
I did. It was recommended through TripAdvisor by everyone. And I think it was a fair recommendation.
It was a fair deal.
Yeah.
And,
we're only a block from the beach.
Yeah. It wasn't cheap, but it wasn't expensive either.
Right. We are in the off season, but we have a nice fireplace and
yeah, it's a gas jacuzzi, fireplace, jacuzzi in tub the, in the room. It is not ghetto,
and it's not ghetto yet. It's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. You have a bedroom,
full kitchen
with supplied with like knives and things.
Yeah,
like so, if you had a family, this would be pretty cool.
Oh yeah,
it's even got this bed that
it's
pulls down out of the wall.
It's got an extra bed if you needed it. Yeah,
if it blends in with the wall too. I almost want to pull it down just to see what it looks like.
I don't want to know if there's any rats or anything in there.
It's not that kind of place, though.
It's not that kind of place, but it's
I mean,
just scares
it's got a
me.
TV
and
an
they've
armoire.
Got sweet woodwork in here. It has the chicken feet table, which is my favorite. So apparently you can make modern-day chicken feet furniture, which is pretty cool.
So it's been pretty awesome so far.
Yeah. We've had a long day today. We did a lot.
Yeah, we did do a lot. What did we do in Canyon Beach?
Canyon Beach. We went down to Tovolana, which is a little, which I think is part of Canyon Beach. It's like a mile down.
Yeah, we could walk
from downtown
from here,
Canyon Beach.
Much.
Parked our car at the public parking and went to the beach.
Right by Moe's, which
Moe's,
we ate at later.
Yeah.
We walked down to Haystack Rock, which is a freaking big rock. I'm pardon my French.
It is. I thought I was filming the rock. But I was really filming the little rock next to it, and then I started to pan over to get the rest of the coast, and then my whole screen was filled with rock. I'm like, whoops, there's the rock. There's Haystack Rock.
It's big.
Like 20 times bigger than the other rock I was just filming.
You see like little specks of people down there at the bottom?
It's supposedly, I don't know if it's the largest freestanding monolith or one of the.
I don't
probably.
Know their measures, because like the Long Beach is like, this is the longest beach in the world.
And everyone has the best clam chowder, let me tell you. We are famous for our clam chowder, because...
We are.
We are.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the fish to get around here is halibut.
Halibut.
Everybody has fresh halibut. Good. And then if you don't want halibut, then they have sole,
halibut's in season
catfish,
right now.
Salmon, and some tuna, I guess. I don't know what the tuna means. Because tuna is just like fish. It's like generic fish.
Yeah, I don't want their tuna.
Yeah.
The halibut's good, though.
The halibut is actually really good. We had some for dinner.
We had blackened halibut, which I love.
Well, before
love
we get to dinner, let's talk about Haystack Rock.
Haystack Rock. Oh, we walked up. We got to walk at least a mile down the beach to get to that thing, at least.
Yeah, from
the wind, was blowing. Yeah,
it was cold until the sun came out.
The sun came out. It was beautiful.
Weather changes fast around
here. It does. It's crazy.
Because it comes off the ocean. It's like sunny for an hour, then it's raining hard for an hour, and then sunny for an hour. Anyways, you found some pretty cool stuff around Haystack Rock.
I did. I almost killed myself because I did not have tennis shoes on. I had my flats on.
Oh, you did? I didn't even notice.
Super flats with not patent leather, but suede, which was not smart. But anyway, so you have to climb through all these little seaweed-covered rocks that are from leftover from low tide.
Tide pools.
Well, you have to get to the tide pools. The tide pools are all around the rock because there's some seriously big rocks around Haystack Rock.
I know.
And all these giant sea stars and sea cucumbers and barnacles and sea anemones are clinging to the rock for their dear lives until the water comes back, hoping some bird doesn't come peck them out.
So the starfish are big. They're like the size of a Frisbee.
Are fat. Yeah, they're...
And they're thick, too.
They're thick. They're different colors. Orange,
thick as a
Coke can. Pink and purple. They're like the colors of the rainbow.
They are bright. Like orange and blue
and
purple.
They're beautiful. They're still alive.
And they're clinging to the rock along with all the barnacles. The barnacles were kind of gross.
I thought they were cool.
They were interesting. They all dried out and dead.
If you look at them too long, they kind of gross you out. But if you just glance at them, they're kind of nice.
Yeah. Hey, all this interesting, like, really hard rock, the smooth, too, that we were walking on, and just the water as it runs around, because the beach is so flat.
Slamming in there still. I was a little bit worried that we'd get caught out
there. It did look like a tsunami was going to come, because...
I'm climbing that rock. I don't care what the signs say.
You did climb Haystack Rock. We both did, didn't we?
We were up there a little bit. We didn't climb very high. We weren't allowed to.
We did climb Mana, that's true. It was fun.
I think all the crabs get eaten. I was hoping to see some crabs.
But you look out there, like 100 yards out, and there's like serious waves crashing that are at least 15 to 20 feet tall. Just like smashing. And
there's no boats out
there. They're hitting
the
rocks and whatever. And like,
there's no harbor where you can go pull your boat out there.
There's some invisible force field that's holding them back. And you're like, why aren't those coming closer? It's really trippy. Like, I really don't understand the dynamic of it. We probably have to go there at low tide or high tide.
Yeah, we've got to check it out in the morning now. Check it out a different time of the day and see what's going on. It's interesting.
Yeah. So it was pretty interesting. So let's get to dinner. We walked all the way back.
We walked all the way back. But luckily, we parked next to a restaurant, and it was one of the restaurants I had already seen online that had cheap oysters.
Eat at Moe's.
Eat
at Moe's.
It is a chain. I know they have one on the other seaside in... somewhere else, but...
We were attracted there for a very special reason that was actually special.
That's right. Oysters.
On the half shell.
On the half shell. Because fried oysters are gross.
I've never had oysters before.
Yes, I was talking to Wyatt about oysters ever since we moved to Seattle. I'm like, we have to get oysters. We have to get oysters.
I was a little bit grossed out at the idea of oysters.
You were grossed out, but I'm like, oh, you don't know how good they are.
Yeah, you know, even when when they set them on the tables, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's because there was no fancy presentation. These were just like shucked and handed to you with a little bit of cocktail sauce, and it's like, here you go. These are fresh.
Cocktail sauce, too.
You know they're still alive when you eat them, which I learned the other day.
I didn't even think about that.
Because they're fresh, and they take them out, slice them open, they're still alive when you eat them.
So how do you eat an oyster?
Well, the way that we had it tonight, you get the oyster on the half shell, which has the oyster body and half of the shell.
They don't have any pearls in them, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately. I was chewing around in there to see if I could find one, but I didn't. And then you can put a little bit of lemon, squeeze a little bit of lemon to give it that nice citrus flavor. And that they gave us tonight was just like a cocktail sauce, horseradish and ketchup tempura mix. Dollop a little bit of that onto the shell. Use your little fork. And usually it should be already loosened for you, but you put the shoe part into your mouth and just slurp it down.
Yeah. What do they taste
like? So good. It tastes like the ocean.
It does taste like the ocean. Mm. So they're interesting because they look gross because they look slimy.
They don't
and
look
nasty.
Gross when you eat them. They're like, oh, they look good.
But after
man.
You eat
they
them, it's totally different because they really don't have a lot of flavor to them. And when you serve them in your mouth and you can break them apart with your tongue, like they really just come right apart.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't think about them being alive while I was eating them today. But
I mean, like,
I
you really don't even have to
weird.
Chew them all. You just get in your mouth and they just come
and
apart.
It's like slurpy goodness.
And they break so easily. And, like, there's slight saltiness to it.
Saltiness.
Like, it'd be, like, watered down ocean water, I guess. Not like the stale, bad smell, but the refreshing, like, smell
like,
of it.
You feel like the ocean just hits you in the face when you...
Yeah, it's kind of like,
It's like ideal first course for any meal.
It's kind of like when you go to the Caribbean, it's a hot, sunny day in the beach, and you dip in the ocean. It's just cool enough that it
Refreshing.
feels good, but it's not chilly at all. It's just like the perfect temperature.
And
It's
supposedly
kind of
they're
like
an
that.
aphrodisiac, but we will see, won't we?
Oh, really? This podcast is for kids.
That's right. They don't know what that word
We're
means.
known for our cuteness.
So that was good. That was
Yeah. And then
delicious.
we had fresh
And did we
halibut.
mention our view was a
Holy cow.
huge window facing the ocean? I mean, this restaurant is not anything fancy by any means. This is like benches, picnic table benches.
Right.
This is value.
It's got like a tourist shop inside of it
But
with all kinds
your
of crap.
view, I mean, for that view, it should have been a 5-star restaurant. Like, that's what should have been there. But I'm not complaining because this is a lot cheaper.
Yeah. I mean, our tab was $35.
When we got 8 oysters on the half shell for $10, which usually you get 6 for like 13 in Seattle.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff too.
Oh yeah, the lady, our waitress, had been married for 48 years,
Yeah.
and she said, and when
Peck.
we told her
It was
it was
our
our
wedding
first year
anniversary.
anniversary, she gave us all kinds of
Everything. You
things:
got
free clam
desserts
chowder,
and free
extra
sushi, all
halibut.
kinds of stuff.
We had
An extra
delicious,
fillet of halibut.
an
It was
extra fillet of
fresh.
halibut.
It
Yeah,
was
that was.
$16 for a fillet, and she gave us one for free. We're talking about, $80 meal we got for like
Chowder,
$35.
yeah. And she gave us free dessert, which
She
was
just
like
kept bringing stuff to us. I couldn't
ridiculous
believe it.
peanut butter cream chocolate
She just
pie.
liked this for some reason.
Yeah, it was yummy.
I don't know.
And there's no tax in Portland,
Which
in
is the thing
Oregon.
Tracy loves.
I love it. You kept saying, I don't believe there's no tax. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. And it's not.
Yeah. Well, the gas in Seattle is $3.65 a gallon, and here it's $3.55,
And
and it's full
it's
service.
full service.
Which means that's like $4 a gallon in Seattle for
Well, don't you
full
pay
service.
tax on top of how much the price is in? Or is that the
No,
price of
it's all
tax?
built.
Okay.
Gas, you have to build
That's why it's
everything in
cheaper
there.
here because the tax isn't in it. Ha. That's what it is. Because normally you have the tax built in Washington. There's no tax. That's why it's cheaper.
Maybe. Oh, it's raining
It is
again.
raining. That's good. Maybe it won't
Well,
rain tomorrow.
we don't know what we're going to do tomorrow.
No, we
We're going to look
haven't.
at some
We have the
pictures that we took.
fondest idea.
And we're just going to enjoy the first night of our vacation. So, this has been
Yay.
Wyatt and
Oh,
Tracy
those chairs are
podcasting live from
sweet.
Canyon Beach, Oregon.
April 18th, 2008.
And we'll see you next time.